Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Right, here we go.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
I'm still feeling awkward. I feel really weird about this week, not only because I haven't been here in a while, and I don't know if I necessarily remember how to talk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But we also just finished one of the most dramatic, definitely the most dramatic, but also I want to explain the most awkward bachelor show I've ever seen.
Okay, Ben, you're there. So you just arrived at the iHeart studio from the actual live viewing of the finale. So tell us how it felt with an audience around you.
It felt like this.
Really?
Just silence. Dead just like silence.
No gasping.
Shock? A few boos, a little shock.
Was Ari there?
No, Ari wasn't there. The part that made it interesting to me was the women from Ari's season were there, and we're actually going to bring them in the studio because we saw them at the live taping of tonight's episode, and we had to get them in studio to hear their thoughts on this episode. I guarantee we're going to get some fiery, really upset friends of Becca here in just a few minutes, and can I say I'm excited for it?
Yeah. I mean, it's odd. I was just with Caitlin Bristow watching the finale, and we were like kind of laughing during some parts, but only because we knew that what was going to happen with the switcheroo.
Yeah.
Because he was, I don't know. It was never funny, but maybe we were laughing out of awkwardness.
I do that. I giggle. I mean, I think it's the best way to respond. I mean, when something so awkward, something that we should not be a part of, we should not have been a part of that conversation.
So you just tweeted this, and you're now trending on Twitter because what was the actual tweet?
Yeah, I'm actually trending personally on Twitter. Some hate, some not. Fine with it. It says, "How did this break?" I tweeted, "How did this breakup end up on camera?" I want to ask that question. I think if I had Ari sitting in studio today, my number one question to him is not that he made the switcheroo, not that he had to upset somebody, not that he even realized that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Why was this breakup on camera?
He said that. Why? He answers that in the show.
When did he answer that in the show?
I think what we're referring to is Ari says, I did this now so we don't have to do it on the final rose.
Right.
I don't know if there's a difference.
Wait, why was he so obsessed with getting it on camera? I didn't watch Jason Mezick's season, but didn't he break up with Melissa after the final rose?
No.
He didn't break up with her on camera?
He broke up with her
on camera?
So I think she had an inkling, which I got the vibe that Becca had an inkling.
Yeah,
and
it seemed like it.
But I think the real thing happened then, and then he told... what's her face? Jason Mesnick told Molly live, "I like you still." So I think he was trying to avoid that too. He wanted to get with Lauren right away.
Okay.
So let's break down. I think this, Ashley, this leads to a further conversation before we continue to talk about this, because I understand the whole podcast, and it should be, this topic, this scene, this episode is something that we could stretch out for a whole season of podcasts. I believe that.
Pretty much.
But, and we're going to talk about it throughout the next hour here. I want to ask you, should this have been shown on camera?
I mean, definitely not, but
what would have been the better way?
The better way would him to break up with her and then come on after the final rose and be like, "We broke up during the time between filming and now, and then I try to pursue something with Lauren."
Better for who, guys?
It would be better for, okay, well, here's this turnaround. So you'd think like, just for the sake of like a private relationship, you'd want to do it off camera.
Mm-hmm.
But Caitlin brought up a couple good points before. One, it's almost as if Lauren sort of needs to see this for like the sake of their own relationship going forward. But mostly for Becca to become the Bachelorette in such a quick turnaround. This needed to happen. They needed to show the breakup.
Why is it? Maybe Caitlin gave some insight. By the way, I want to hear how Caitlin's doing a little bit. But before I do, why is it that as humans, because I have to be
honest.
Yes,
and we're all so excited
about
it.
My tweet was, we shouldn't be a part of this conversation.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be watching this, but I can't turn away.
And that last hour, it was very little momentum. Honestly, all we did was like watch her cry for an hour and walk around the house.
Yeah.
And they could have chopped that up into 10 minutes. But yeah, we did still want to watch the whole hour. It's horrible. It is classic. Gotta look at the car accident on the side of the road.
So for all of you listening right now, Ashley and I are kind of recapping the last scene of the first After the Final Rose for this week's for the finale of Ari's season of The Bachelor, it was a train wreck. And this whole season, let's start at the beginning.
Should we start at the beginning?
This has been a really interesting season for us. We were excited to start The Bachelor because I think that time in between shows is difficult for us. We have a lot to talk about. I love talking to you, Ashley. But The Bachelor is really our sweet spot. I mean, that's where we thrive. And through this whole season, it felt disconnected. It felt like we never quite, even as fans of the show.
You're bringing up lots of points.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, continue. Then write them down.
I am writing them down.
It never felt like we could engage. And it wasn't because of the women. I think the women on our season were terrific. And it necessarily wasn't because of Ari, because the only thing we asked at Ari was to be authentic and genuine. But at some point in this season, the fans of The Bachelor and you and I agreed there had been a disconnect, mm-hmm. and we didn't understand why. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear your opinion on why this season never sat. And honestly, I want you to go off with this. Tonight was the very first time I felt emotionally connected this season.
Okay, so actually, tonight made me realize what we were missing the entire time. It was tears. You guys, Ari may be the first Bachelor who hasn't shed a tear in this entire process. During the breakup with Lauren, during that scene, and then during the breakup with Becca, he didn't shed a tear, and his lack of empathy is actually concerning me.
What did you think about the way they edited it, or not for that matter, the way they showed the one camera on Ari and the one camera on Becca with no edit?
I didn't necessarily know why we needed that until they started walking around the house. But it just, honestly, the whole last hour was just dragged out when it didn't have to be.
There's so much about what you were just saying, Ashley, that I think we need to tap into. I've talked to a couple people even tonight after the show that were in the VIP room, and Ari had this lack of empathy or just lack of empathy. I think he was super authentic and incredibly genuine. I think he really wanted to find somebody, but there's... When you watch him have these conversations, and to Amy's point, tonight, as we watch an unedited, I mean, how many times we hear that? Unedited, never before seen, undefeated clip on The Bachelor. I watched Ari, and I still just felt like he wasn't there.
He wasn't. He was like walking around soulless. It was weird.
I don't get it. I think that's one of the things about The Bachelor that I always go back to is for weeks and weeks and weeks, this show, you're breaking people's hearts. Jason Mesnick said it tonight on TV. He said, you know, you're breaking hearts day after day after day. And if that doesn't bring out emotion in you, I don't know what else will. And it really does. It pulls at you. And as The Bachelorette or Bachelor, I would tell anybody that, you know, one of the big reasons, honestly, that I would have a hard time ever doing The Bachelor again would be because I don't think I could take the emotional toll that it pulls out of you. It puts you in a place that you have to heal and recover emotionally for months after. And I don't know if I saw that in Ari. I can't speak to it because I haven't talked to him. And that is a very personal conversation. Hey, how did this show affect you? But tonight, as I watched the breakup, what I can say is it just didn't seem like he was there. And I don't understand why. Because if there's one moment, Ari, if there's one moment that you need to be there, it's in that moment.
It was like he was just going step by step, like with the biggest wall up, being like, if you let yourself feel this, you are going to die. So you can't feel anything.
Well, I think that's a good point. Or do you think, Ben, that he got so pummeled on TV by Emily that he couldn't do it again?
I honestly, if he ever used the excuse of Emily,
I know, right?
I would say that I don't know how often I can look back on something that happened 5 years ago, even a breakup, and say it truly affects me that deeply today. I would have a hard time feeling that way. And she wasn't mean to him. She broke up with him.
Yeah.
I mean, the women from my season that I broke up with, they're doing just fine. Just ask Becca. She's pretty happy.
Yeah. JoJo's pretty happy too.
JoJo's doing just fine. Twins are, you know, living the dream.
What I thought was really interesting was that he said he loved Lauren and he loves Becca, right? And it's so, so hard to break up with somebody that you don't even love, or, you know, someone who's just driving you insane, let alone somebody that you are currently in love with. And for him not to, like, be shedding tears,
yeah,
It's just bizarre.
It's bizarre. So that brings up a good point, one that I want to discuss with the women when they get here in studio. Why would Ari propose? And as fans of The Bachelor, I would like everybody to write in to BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. Let us know if on a Bachelor season, you would be disappointed if a proposal did not exist at the end.
Okay.
Or if you believe that a proposal should have happened on this season of The Bachelor.
Did you see my tweet before walking in here?
Ashley, I don't read everything.
Okay, so you may be a little Twitter famous today too, but I did get 3,000 likes on this, and that's That's a lot for me. It says, I wonder why Ari didn't just say, I need to date you both longer in real life in order to make this right decision.
I think that's a great point. It was my one advice to Nick before he started as The Bachelor. It would be my one advice to anybody that starts this thing. The beautiful part about The Bachelor and Bachelorette is that it sets you up for one of the most romantic, most meaningful proposals that you could ever have in your life. It is an incredible opportunity to get down on one knee, have a beautiful ring in a beautiful location, mm-hmm. and tell somebody you've met on television that you love them. I think that could be a really great start to a really cool story for the rest of your lives. But in that same token, in that same voice, I would tell anybody to not get down on one knee unless you truly meant it. As a fan of the show and as a fan of love and as a fan of authentic love, I, Ashley, and tell me if you agree or disagree, I do not want a proposal at the end of The Bachelor or Bachelorette unless I know, and I think this should be the standard that we set from here on out, that I know that couple is truly going to work to make it last.
Oh, 100%. And like, talk about a juicy finale. It's still juicy for him to say, I need to date both of you in real life. That's still unprecedented.
I would still tune in to After Final Rose.
Yeah, and it's far. Yeah, and then it's like, and I will be able to make my decision in 3 months from now on After the Final Rose or something like that. And it would have been far more respectful to both of the girls' feelings to just extend it. And you know, you've been dating 30 girls for the past 2 months. What's a couple more weeks dating two girls? They have to be okay with that, right? Mm-hmm.
Can you guys talk about this after this spot? Because you guys need to do a commercial. I'm curious what you think on this, and I can't take credit for this. Our friend Tanya came up with this theory, and she thinks Ari went with Becca because of his brain, but if he went with his heart, he would have gone with Lauren.
I'd love to hear what you guys think about that. All right, so you guys, Bolin Branch Sheets. Ben and I sleep on them, and so do former presidents. That's how soft and comfortable they are. And this is a surprising fact. They're also more affordable than you'd think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills to get a good night's sleep. You just need to change your sheets, and that's why you should check out Bolin Branch. Everything Bolin Branch makes, from bedding to blankets, is 100% pure organic cotton, which means that they start out super soft, but then they get even softer as you wash them. You buy directly from them, so essentially you're paying wholesale prices. Luxury sheets, like you would expect a president to sleep on, or Ben Higgins, can cost up to $1,000 in the store.
Same difference.
You are the president of Bachelor Nation. But Bolin Branch sheets are just a couple $100 because, you know, Ben's also on a budget. Everyone who tries Bolin Branch sheets loves them. They have 5-star reviews. They're endorsed by Forbes, Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company. And then, of course, those 3 U.S. presidents. To get started, our listeners will get $50 off their first set of sheets at bolinbranch.com with the promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. So go to bolinbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's bol, B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Okay, now to the questions.
Yeah, so what Amy was talking about, do you think that his heart was saying Lauren and his brain was saying Becca? And why would his brain say Becca?
Well, I think that leads us to the main question here. Okay. When did he know? And how did he know?
I bet you he knew pretty much right away. I bet you once he proposed to Becca and then they were in their first set Happy Couple Weekend. You know, like you got 3 days alone, right, afterward. I bet you he started that debate in his head that weekend.
You're kidding me.
Well, I don't know. This is just a guess.
Well, I'm just thinking about it right away.
Yeah, I know, right away. As in like right then in that hotel room that night.
I'm sitting here and I'm just thinking about how, I mean, I don't, maybe this will be not very popular. I don't necessarily find it bad of Ari to say, hey, I've made a mistake. Mm-hmm. As humans, we are entitled to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But we also have the obligation when we make mistakes to recognize that we were wrong.
Yeah.
Being wrong is a part of being human, but we have to learn and then move on. And also, within that mistake, understand that somebody's feelings are going to be hurt. And how do we best approach the situation to not try to hurt the feelings more? So, if we are assuming that Ari picked Becca and very quickly understood that this isn't for me and that I still love Lauren, it's not bad for him to recognize that. I just have a problem with the breakup. And the breakup is where... And the breakup being on TV. But, I remember going back to the Happy Couple few days after
the
proposal.
Tell us about the Happy Couple weekend.
It's really interesting. I mean, they're a great thing, and the show doesn't need to do this, but they do this for the betterment of the relationship. As soon as the proposal ends, you have a big celebratory dinner with everybody that, you know, really
so
works
fun.
On the show. It's really fun, and there's a good drink, and there's good food, and everybody's happy, and there's tears, and I just remember that evening so well. And then afterwards, you're alone. They drive you to a house, and you're in a house and on location wherever you spent for a few days. And that's your time to be a couple.
Is it weird?
It's so weird. But it was really natural for me and my... I think it's weird to wake up that next morning and realize there's no cameras. I don't have a certain time I have to get up. There's no other women involved in my life. And my fiance is now with me.
Insane.
I think that's weird.
Yeah.
But it was very natural for us. And it was a lot of fun. But I remember that next day. I told Lauren, hey, this is how this thing went down. This is where my feelings were at. Mm-hmm. And this is where my feelings are now. Mm-hmm. And she was nothing but supportive at the time. I think as the show airs, it gets harder because now you have to watch it and hear it and see it and get asked about it.
Yeah.
But I could see where as soon as all the cameras leave and as soon as you are in charge of entertaining each other, that maybe you would realize I made a mistake. I just cannot believe that our man Ari let this play out the way it did. He had to put his foot down. He had to say something. And it brings me to a point, Ashley, I want to ask you about as well. And then we'll get off from Ari's failures and hopefully talk about some successes if we can find some. There's a moment where Ari's parents are speaking about the two women. And I remember back to my time on The Bachelor and how much of an impact my parents' opinion mattered on my decision. Do you think that Ari's parents swayed him in a certain way and put too much influence onto his decision where he no longer knew what he thought for himself?
His parents?
That is such an amazingly good question, because if you watch, they said it was very close, but they liked Becca.
They like Becca.
Well, you know what,
wow.
Ben? I don't want to like bring up anything awkward or anything, but didn't your parents say that they were a little bit swayed to the JoJo decision?
I was going to say that. They never said it to me personally.
No, they didn't.
No.
They said it on camera.
They
alone.
Said it on camera. Now, you know, that was one of the it's famous now. One of the executive producers just did an interview about this. So my only blow up with The Bachelor. Never been talked about before.
No.
My only blow up with The Bachelor was they had my parents in Jamaica, and this is now a public story that was released, and I have a really good relationship with the show. The show has been really good to me. I want to make that very clear. But they had my parents out to Jamaica. There was an interview that they did with them about, you know, the two women that were left, and the show made it look very one-sided. And I knew that wasn't the case because my parents had talked to me, and they had said, you know, hey, we have a feeling. We don't necessarily want to share it because we just got to know these women, but we are leaning a certain way. But we understand that we just met these women. And so just know that, you know, whatever this works out, we think they're both really great. That was their advice to me. But there were some very direct comments in the show that made it look like they were very one-sided. And it made my parents look almost judgmental. And so I put my foot down. I called the show and I said, this is not going to fly. That my parents didn't sign up for this. They shouldn't have to be involved in this. And the show responded in a very gracious, peaceful manner where I was fired up, right? You've messed with my family. And they said, let's talk this through.
Was this before or after it aired?
Before.
Wow.
And we talked it through and we came to a conclusion that, hey, let's not totally destroy somebody's family through this. And they didn't want to do that. They were trying to accurately display the story, but they took it a little too far. And I think that was the one moment that I look back on. And I also remember the show being very gracious and forgiving and say, let's work through this, which I think was really great of them. But I do see where families, with all that being said, I can see where families have a huge impact in the decision of The Bachelor, because for the first time, you got to think about this, for the very first time in the 3 months that this thing films, you are able to confide in somebody that you are trusted outside of the producers. And so for the first time, somebody comes in and they say, here's my opinion, you're going to listen.
Yeah.
You're going to listen. So yeah, I think Ari's family did have a huge impact in who he chose.
I wrote down some things while you were going off because I did not want to interrupt your very, very intuitive thoughts.
Thanks, Ash.
There was a lot of foreshadowing this season about Ari. He kept saying throughout it, he was like, I'm worried I'm going to make a mistake or I'm going to pick the wrong girl in the end. And it's just like so bananas that it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm.
Really? Do you think he was in his own head about this the whole time?
I don't know.
Can we do that as people? Can we actually predict our decisions beforehand?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, and I think if I'd love to hear both of your opinions on this, and I'm going back to it again. Becca was the logical choice for him. And he always sort of said that. She's the one that's, you know, gives me a kick in my pants. She's confident. She's this, she's that. All these things that your brain says, Becca, Becca, Becca. But that's not what love is. So I think that was his ultimate downfall, is that he went with his brain when he was in love with Lauren. But she was not the easy choice. She won't be the easy choice.
Well, what's interesting to me about Lauren, and I know like, this
Speaking
isn't
of this,
an-
why is there so many freaking parallels between Ari's season?
No, I know. It's so sorry. Okay.
Gosh, dang it.
So much. So sorry. With Lauren, she didn't... It wasn't, everything was so on the same wavelength with her. Like, she didn't even show like much emotion in her voice when she got broke up with. Nothing. There's no inflection there. Isn't that bananas? I also keep saying this is bananas because the thing is, you guys, I have a lot of questions, but I don't have any answers when it comes to this finale. It was so unbelievably unemotional and lacking in empathy. Even when he proposed to Becca, that was the least sensation I've ever had while watching a finale. Have you ever watched a finale and felt so little?
No. You said this. I think it was when we first started, Ashley. I found this. I'll never forget this. Because I've watched The Bachelor show for a while, especially since my season. And I've watched it for entertainment. I've watched it for love because I think some of the coolest stories come out of it. And then my friends I get to see really happy. But you said something in one of our first episodes. You said, when it comes to a proposal, you've never not cried, correct?
I have to admit, I didn't cry during Rachel's either. But I still felt more than I felt today. You know what I did today? I was like scrolling on Twitter and texting while the proposal was happening. And normally, if anything is going to glue my eyes to that TV, it's a Bachelor proposal.
So there's two things that could happen there. Either Ashley is getting insensitive and hates love, or this proposal just didn't pull on the heartstrings. Moving on. I think for me, the next topic I want to bring up and invite our listeners in to respond to is when you watch The Bachelor or in any relationship in life, how do you know when it's the right person?
How do you know when it's the
right person?
Ashley,
I want to ask you, what would be your advice to any listener out there? And I think we're going to speak just because we'll keep the theme. We'll speak directly to Ari right now. Ari, if you're going to give Ari advice, and this was 4 weeks ago when he's trying to make this decision, how do you know when you found the right person?
Which person do you like more than food? I know that sounds stupid, but I've recently...
Well, you're not laughing.
No, I've recently discovered this is a great test.
Ashley, please. No, she's not. She's not laughing. She's very... I'm sorry, Ashley. I'm laughing, but okay, now you're laughing because you're awkward. Wait, please explain.
I guess like... I guess food might be like my other love of my life. Like the other thing I get riled up with and I look forward to all day long to see, you know?
Yeah.
I like really look forward to having my dinner, and I need to be able to look forward to seeing this person more than I look forward to my dinner.
I don't even know.
This reminds me of a cat lady.
This isn't real.
It's like I gotta find somebody I love more than my cats.
Ben, why don't you tell us how you know when it's love?
Yeah. I mean, I just
other
think
than it's better than pizza.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get what Ashley's saying. Okay, so let's say that
I need you to live, basically.
Yeah, I need you to be there. So when you know it's the right person, I've talked about this a couple times. You know, I have an amazing family, one that I'll always look back and love and cherish, and they've given me great advice throughout the years. But I remember one of the one times I really needed my dad. I looked at him. I said, "Dad, how'd you know Mom was the one?" And I meant this. It was coming off of a breakup. I was pretty young at the time, and I remember just going, "Dad, you would have the answers to this. How do you know when they're the one?"
That's so cute and so Ben-like. Like the story you told me about you putting flowers by your 13-year-old crush's locker.
Yeah. See, I'm a hopeless romantic. Mm-hmm. And my dad looks at me, and I'm like, "This is gonna be great," and he's gonna so appreciate the fact that I'm leaning on him.
It's gonna be just like the food thing.
And he goes, "Ben, you just know."
Oh.
So I've taken that throughout the years, and I'll never forget it because he meant it. And if my dad says something to me, especially when it's something that he knows is important to me, I would like to believe that there's a bigger reason and a bigger meaning behind it. So I'd like to break this down a little bit. What he, I think, means.
Oh wait. Okay. Go ahead.
Is when you see somebody, when you're around somebody, when you feel that love for the first time, it's completely different than anything you felt before. I've felt that love.
Yeah.
My world has stopped around somebody else before.
Yeah.
My life has completely changed in an instant because of my interaction with another human. And that's not happening very often, but it happened a few times in my life. And at that moment, I just knew that something was different, that something more existed in this relationship.
But you said that you felt it multiple times in your life, but then how did you know that it was the one, the one, the one?
Ashley, do you forget that I'm also the person that told two people I love them?
I know, think so he also you was just saying like, it was love, not the one.
Yeah, I mean,
when you know it's love.
And I mean, that gets into a topic that we could discuss here is, you know, do you believe that there is one single person made for you? I personally do not.
Do not.
I personally believe that you can have a healthy, loving, thriving relationship with multiple people. Not at once, but there's multiple people out there.
Or maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this is a non-judgment podcast.
Why not?
But I would say that my world has stopped for two people.
Okay.
And at that moment, I couldn't help but ask the question, what does this mean and what does this look like for the future? And so my insight into this when we talk Bachelorette and Bachelor is I don't think you can be so conflicted and feel those feelings that I felt.
Okay, so that's what I just wrote down. I said the bottom line is Ari hasn't found the one. Neither of these girls are his wife.
But Ashley, I want to tell this, and this isn't a judgment towards Ari at all, because what I'm saying is I didn't know those feelings existed until I felt them.
Interesting.
And so if Ari has never felt his world stop for another person, if Ari's never felt that feeling
so
of I would give up my life.
Right.
For this moment, for this person, I would give up everything because they are that special to me. If he's never felt that,
yeah,
we can't expect him to make a decision based on that.
Okay.
That's right.
Very profound.
I think love is making sacrifices for someone else and they aren't sacrifices. Does that make sense? You're so
Definitely.
Willing to do it that it's not a sacrifice. You know, and so that's where he didn't do that in this case.
Yeah. And so we'll go back to the beginning, like, is when my dad told me, "Ben, you just know there's more to that than you just know. There is something there that tells you." I think it could tell all of us. And I would ask all of our listeners out there, if you felt this feeling before, if your world has stopped for another person, please write us in with that story at BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. I will tell you that for everybody out there, for everybody listening, I hope your world stops for somebody else at some point in your life.
So I know
hope you
guys need
that.
To talk about FabFitFun, but we're getting flooded with emails. So can I read this to you guys really quick? Because I'd love for you to share your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular listener is upset because if you look on Ari's Instagram,
mm-hmm.
it is ugliness right now. So mm-hmm. he's, you know, so this person says, "The world we live is such a sad place. I can't believe that it's okay to write such horrible things. And she goes on to say, I called off my engagement 9 days before my wedding because I was still in love with my ex. I assure you, I was hard enough on myself as it was. I couldn't imagine getting the hate that R is receiving on top of this. I'm really counting on you guys to be the ray of hope during this difficult season finale. And I think that's interesting that she can relate because she was in a situation like that, and people are.
Oh, this isn't an uncommon scenario. I mean, there's people sitting in this room that's been in a very similar situation. And I don't blame anybody that feels like they have to get out of a relationship when it is in the engagement stage. I'm not upset about Ari breaking up with Becca. And we're going to talk to Becca's friends here in a second and see if they disagree.
I think the only thing is that Ari did it on TV. That is questionable.
100%.
And then the other questionable part is, should he even propose to Becca in the first place? Probably not.
Those are the two big questions. Yeah. Is why did he do it on TV? And why did he propose? Again, please write us in at BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com with your thoughts on why in the heck did Ari propose? And why in the world did we do this on camera? Speaking of cameras, you see this all over Instagram. We believe in it. You believe in it, too. If you like to stay fab, fit, and fun, we have the box for you. Fab Fit Fun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. I mean, let me repeat that. It retails for $49.99. but always has a value of over $200 of products inside the box. Use coupon code ALMOSTFAMOUS for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Celebrity fans include Khloe Kardashian, Bethany Frankel, Martina McBride, Ashley Tisdale, Ashley Simpson, Nikki Reed, Aisha Curry, and so many more. The Spring Box is available now, so sign up before they sell out. You will not want to miss this box. Getting your FabFitFun box in the mail feels like Christmas 4 times a year. Describe what it felt like when you got your first box, Ashley.
It felt like Christmas. It was just so magic.
It felt like Christmas.
So, it was so good. It was so good. It made my heart soar.
Well, here's what I have, Ashley. I got my first FabFitFun box. I am questioning at the beginning what exactly this box entails. My mother, my friends, some of the editors from my blog were like, you got to get this box because we have to try it. So, called FabFitFun. I said, I want to support your box. And they said, Ben, we'll send you a box right away. And I'm not kidding. I am the most popular man in my girlfriend friend group.
And your skin's so good because I know you've been using their products.
I also have makeup on because I just got off stage at After the Final Rose. Okay, so inside the box, you got skincare from Kate Somerville, fashion items from Rachel Pally, Michael Starrs, Trina Turk, and Miley. Beauty products from Tarte.
Oh, Lord.
Holy cow.
I think I'm supposed to do FabFitFun.
Look, everybody, go to FabFitFun. Use your coupon code, Almost Famous. Trust us, it's good.
$10 off your first box. It's going to make it only $39.99. It's FabFitFun.com, Almost Famous. And, you know, Ben, he does love it, but I love it way more because, you know, it's pretty much for girls.
I might not know to say these products, but I believe in these products, like Ashley said, but she loves them a lot more. We've been asking for your emails. Amy, producer Amy, hook us up with one.
This is from another Minnesotan. Why, oh, why did the show have to tape that private moment for viewers? Sean Lowe's tweet about it. I don't like this one bit. Shouldn't have been filmed. I thought it was distasteful to blindside her like that. I'm irked at the franchise for putting her through it for the sake of TV. So my question is, Ben's going to introduce everybody, and we've got ladies from Ari's season. Why don't you all talk about that, right or wrong, that we're watching this? I mean, I like watching it. I'm not going to lie. So I'd love for you guys to discuss that.
The franchise had to know that they were going to get flack for this, but it's the only way that they could have made Becca the Bachelorette.
Sometimes flack isn't bad. So you get people talking. My argument in support of showing the breakup, and then we'll ask the beautiful women that just walked into the studio here. My support of this is I would have been confused at Becca becoming potentially the Bachelorette
unless I
saw this breakup. So by seeing the breakup, I am 100% in support behind Becca becoming the Bachelorette. I am rooting for it. I hope it happens. If I didn't see the breakup, I wouldn't have followed this story more closely. Now, again, I'm on the side of they just shouldn't show it at all. But I would say that's the one reason why maybe the show, or shoot, maybe even Ari thought, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well,
thought maybe we need to close this up with that. So we're going to start, as we said, we have four of Ari's top women in studio right now. We're going to start with Tia and Caroline.
I was at the bottom, but that's okay.
No,
it's
you're
okay.
At the
you're
top.
You're prominent, yeah. Prominent that's character. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Caroline, you said, I know what you did during Women Tell All weeks ago. That means to me that you're pretty close to Becca, and you may have known exactly what she was going through in January.
She might have been at my house when all of this happened.
Whoa, tell us everything.
Yeah.
This is a safe zone. Nobody's listening.
No one's listening. This is, okay, gal pals behind closed doors, right, Ben?
Yeah, I am the only guy in the room.
My gal pal over here. But yeah, so it was hard because obviously I fell in love with all these women. You spend so much time with them, mm-hmm. When you're in the house and through this whole experience. And then, you know, obviously I became very close with Becca. And her and Tia had come to my house in Fort Lauderdale for kind of like a girl powwow.
That's where this took place, this breakup?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying prior to the Women Tell All, I had just seen the raw like emotion on her face and, you know, for anyone who's ever had a girlfriend crying and, you know, upset and just kind of humiliated and hurt, I think anyone can relate to that. And I think we've all had that, like, you know why moment. And, you know, you kind of want to junk punch them a little bit.
It was
and
like...
I wasn't able to junk punch him, so I tried to do it with my words.
It was so Charlotte in the Sex and the City movie.
That's how I was like, I felt so Charlotte in Sex and the City. And there were so many good gifts that everyone was sending to me. And I was like... this is my spirit animal right now. This is so, I just could relate to that a lot. And it's actually funny because when I was looking to tweet one out, it was like, Charlotte was like, I was rooting for you the whole time. And the thing is, everyone kept telling me how bitter I was that Ari didn't pick me. And I'm like, no, bitch, you missed exactly what I was talking about. I was like, that's not what happened here. It was easy for me to leave when I left because I knew it was going to be Becca the whole time. We were in the mansion still, and I was like, you know, you're going to be the last one standing. And I said that to her. She goes, no, you are. And I was like, you're really sweet. But like, thanks. But I was like, I'll put up a good fight. I was like, I want to get to know him. But I was like, I'd be shocked if you're not his wife at the end of all of this.
Tia, do you feel the same way? Was it very obvious?
Yeah, honestly. And we talked about it while we were in the mansion and then after, too. Like, I don't know if we got vibes from Becca, but there was just something there, and we kind of knew that
they had this like undeniable connection.
I didn't stop me from falling for him too, but I mean,
did you see the same thing with Lauren?
No, not at all.
But the thing is like we weren't as close with Lauren, so I'm sure you know, Kendall, you were closer with her, so I'm sure that you saw that connection developing. You know,
I got close with Lauren at the end, and she was still like a steel trap. About everything.
Well, yeah, so. She had her walls up.
Cian has something to say. She's reaching for a mic.
Yeah. She looks good over there.
She does.
Yeah.
We had a crush on Cian the whole season.
My mom just went off for like a rant about her.
I actually noticed their connection like in Fort Lauderdale, and I could see that he...
Who,
really,
Becca or Lauren?
No, Lauren. I told Lauren in Paris that she was going to be in the top two, and I think you guys can all see the way that he looks at Lauren.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I think there was a period of time where his connection with Becca kind of, it wasn't really
it
there.
It kind of had a lull,
like, after you left, it wasn't really there. They kind of...
And her confidence completely dropped.
It's funny because, you know, you watch it back and, you know, I love Becca and, you know, I was able to see that kind of firsthand. But then you go back and you watch it and he was very much in love with Lauren the whole time. And I'm not mad that he, you know, had to make a decision. It's like, hey, buddy, follow your heart. Like, I'm not here to tell you how to love. Like, that's... sometimes love's messy. Like, that is what it is. I just think, like, you've handled it like such a douchebag. Like,
towards the end, is that what you mean? Towards the end?
Yeah, like, I mean, the thing is he was conflicted very much so, as we all saw. And, like, that's fine. You have two amazing women in front of you. Like, it's hard, but don't propose to somebody and take something that, to me, is so special. Mm-hmm. And kind of just make a mockery of it. And
he only showed compassion for Lauren.
Like, it was
both of them.
Empathy wasn't there when he broke up with Becca.
He couldn't give her anything.
Yeah.
Like, no emotion.
Yeah.
It was all about Lauren.
I want to ask, and we have Kendall, CN, T, and Caroline in studio. Whoever feels most comfortable or confident answering this question, we've spoke many times on the podcast. We didn't get to see a lot of Lauren. We understand he liked her.
Until the very end.
We understand there's a connection there. But if one of you could explain exactly where that connection was coming from, what about Lauren really inspired or created that chemistry between Ari? If you can explain it in words,
she
I would
is
love for
smiling like she's like still kind of unsure.
I feel like this may be an assumption for me to say, but I feel like he had to work harder mm-hmm. for her, and it's like a thrill of the chase.
Yeah, the chase. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
It is how I've always dated.
Kendall, what do you think?
I don't think it's the chase. I mean, I think Lauren is an amazing person. She's someone that reserves herself for people that she really cares about and mean a lot to her. I don't think she was trying to play hard to get it all. I think she was just afraid to open up, and once she did, it was that much more special.
She wasn't playing hard to get, but he had to try a little bit harder for her.
He had to work, yeah.
And so I think that's kind of what
makes him more invested.
Yeah.
I think he appreciated that she wasn't just throwing herself at him. Mm. I think that he liked that she wanted to make sure before. I wouldn't really see it as a chase. I'd more so see it as
not on purpose. It's not like it was on purpose.
It's not like it's a game to her, but
he saw it as a challenge.
Yeah.
It might, well, yes. I mean, love is always somewhat of a challenge, right? We're challenging ourselves in so many different ways.
So deep.
But I don't think the reason why he likes her more, chose her at the end, is because it was a challenge.
Well, no. But that's, I mean, like, I feel like that was the initial.
Who knows what that guy is thinking? So, yeah.
Kendall, one person that we have not heard from during this whole kind of fiasco at the end is you. And you... you know, you've only been let go for a week now. You had true feelings for Ari. How are you dealing with everything after watching this back, and also knowing that you did have feelings for this man and that you are friends with the woman that he ultimately, chooses? How are you doing?
I don't know. I think watching it gave me a lot of closure. In the mm-hmm. beginning, it was really difficult to watch the episodes and to see him have strong relationships with other people. Because when you're in it, you feel like you're the most special person to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you not? Because there's so many other people. I mean, you just don't see his connection with everyone else. But after watching it, I especially felt a lot of closure when I saw his date with Lauren in Paris. It just made so much sense to me. And I think after that moment, I kind of stepped back and I was like, okay, this makes sense. This makes sense to me. And I feel like I just kind of, I don't know, I just feel like I healed so much watching him fall for other people
mm-hmm.
in a weird way.
Oh, that's deep.
Nice.
That's why you're such a good person.
Love you. Guys, Becca M said this week, she's pretty outspoken. She was like, yeah, he's
Did
not going to end
her
up
Twitter
with
her right now.
She's oh, no.
She is.
Oh, she's on fire. So she said that she doesn't expect him to stay with Lauren either. What do you guys think about that?
What is the charity that Jeff Holm has running here? Who are we donating money to?
Harrison's Choice, though. I don't think we know yet.
What?
Oh, what
it's of it? Chris Harrison's Choice.
But they're not doing it.
At the beginning of the season, Jeff made a joke on Twitter that if Ari...
No joke about donating to charity, buddy. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, what was it, $10,000?
I think it's five.
No, but five to... If Ari spent over a year with his winner, he will donate $5,000 to Chris Harrison's charity of choice.
I think Ari should have to donate now.
I agree.
Well, anyway, you guys, I want to know what you have to think. Like, if you chose another girl before you ended up choosing the girl you apparently now want to spend the rest of your life with, do you think that there's any chance for them?
Yeah. I mean, look at that other guy.
Yeah, what's Jason Mesnick. I mean, what a success story.
They've got a kid. Like, that's not a fake kid. That's a real kid.
Yeah, two kids, 8 years of marriage.
The thing is, honestly, I want them both to be happy. Like, at the end of the day, like, I don't want to be like, yeah, like, I hope your marriage burns. Like, I don't want that for mm-hmm. anybody. Like, I want them to be happy. Like,
well, honestly, too, after seeing that, that's the most, like, thoughts and emotions and feelings that he had about anyone this whole time was, I mean, about Lauren. So I think she really does mean something to him.
I mm-hmm. I'm kind of just mad that he put Lauren through that as well. And he like let her walk through. Okay. That was a long walk down to that little proposal site.
Not easy. No.
In heels on the grass. Rude. You would never do that if you really love somebody, okay?
Yeah.
I personally think that Ari would have changed his mind if he chose Lauren first. He would have gone to Becca. I don't think he would have stayed with
who he was with. Oh,
let's time out here for a second. Hey, hold up.
Let's talk about this.
Let's sit on this. Anybody listening, if you agree with CN right now, please write in to BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. If Ari was to choose Lauren initially, would he have switched to Becca? Do you agree or disagree, and why? Ari, don't be ashamed to write in either.
Sorry.
I'd like to let you know.
Sorry, Ari, but that's what you doing
I feel. Ooh, I never even considered that.
Yeah. Well, so throughout the season, we were talking earlier in the podcast, he did seem to like foreshadow all of this. He was like, I'm just so afraid of making the wrong decision. But I've never heard a bachelor say stuff like that before.
I think he just says what he thinks he's supposed to say.
Oh. Well, after the way that he handled it with Becca, he wanted to get tears from her. And I think that shows that he would have done the same thing.
Well, I mean, you saw how his dad was, and he was like, oh, this, maybe that. I don't know. This, maybe that. I don't know. What are we going to do today? I don't know.
Now, don't go in on Ari's dad.
Yeah.
I'm not going in on him. I'm just saying the apple doesn't fall far. It's hard to make decisions in that family. Clearly, he couldn't.
Ultimately, I don't think we're upset at the fact that he is with Lauren. We're not
at all.
We're not mad that he opened his heart up to that. I think we're mad at how he handled Becca, and I don't really want to stray from. I don't want to put down his and Lauren's relationship. That's not what this is about.
Right.
It's about saying he should have handled himself better.
Agree.
And we have so much more from these four beautiful women here coming up over the next few minutes. I'm telling you, if you're in the studio right now, I am surrounded by beautiful people with beautiful skin. And I would like to tell you, I know at least one of these people why they have beautiful skin. And that is my co-host, Ashley Iaconetti, because she uses BioClarity. Did you start the new year off with an amazing list of resolutions and didn't keep any of them? Let BioClarity get you back on track with a healthy habit today. I'm telling you, everybody in here, I don't know what you do to wash your face and how you rehydrate and refresh yourself, but if you haven't started using BioClarity, Ashley and I will put our names behind it. We'll also put our podcast behind it. We appreciate BioClarity. We believe in BioClarity, and let me tell you why. It's easy on your skin. BioClarity delivers glowing, clear skin by reducing redness and boosting your natural beauty. You can use it twice daily without worrying about excess irritation. No harsh chemicals. BioClarity is packed with clarifying botanicals and new Floralox. What's Floralox? I have no idea. I can't even say it. It's naturally derived from chlorophyll. Yes, the green stuff plants need, and is proven for soothing away blemishes. BioClarity is full of antioxidants that helps reduce redness, feed and defend cells with an alphabet of vitamins, and boost your natural beauty. Who doesn't want some natural beauty? BioClarity is delivered straight to you and is an easy-to-use three-step skincare ritual that's 100% vegan plus gluten and cruelty-free. Three steps. You cleanse with the rich, foaming facial cleanser that gently removes dirt, oil, and environmental pollutants. You treat. The treatment penetrates pores and attacks the bacteria that cause acne to clear up your skin. Then, our favorite part, you restore. The Restore Gel. Ari needs some restoring right now. Restore Gel with exclusive Floralux leaves your skin feeling smooth and refreshed. And finally, you hydrate. This lightweight moisturizer is perfect to add on to the ritual. BioClarity also offers a skin smoothie with Hydrate. Hydrate is a lightweight, breathable moisturizer designed for even the most sensitive skin. Use Hydrate alone or with the BioClarity system. For all of our listeners out there, start a healthy habit and get glowing, clear skin. Just go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for only, listen up, $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 saving, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code FAMOUS. That's BioClear.com, and enter our code FAMOUS today. Ashley, we have four women on the hot seat. I know you have some good questions for them.
I do. Okay, so
take it away.
Enough analysis of the actual show. I need to know what you guys know that everybody doesn't know, like the timeline. I need to know when. Yeah, so when was that breakup scene taped? Early January?
Mid-January.
Mid-January. That's so recently. It's mind-boggling. And confirm or deny this. Had Ari slid into Lauren's DMs before that breakup occurred?
No. He slid into her DMs.
He had a phone call.
That's a yes.
No, he slid into her DMs.
First,
and
right?
He liked a photo, which we were like...
He liked multiple
didn't
photos,
Didn't he like
got
the
in
photo,
trouble.
Like, right after the proposal? Like, within November,
yeah,
December?
When Becca and him were still good, he had liked a photo. And she was like, oh, that just feels kind of weird. But yeah. She was
very weird. And
he was he following her?
No, which is the weird part. So he was searching for her and, like, seeking it out.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, Kendall totally has dirt, but she's going to be a good friend right now.
She's such... Kendall's the... I'm a better person when Kendall's around because she is such a good person.
Oh,
she's like the female Uncle Gary for me.
Aw, Uncle like Gary. He's so cute.
Oh, I'm capital petty Betty.
I'm also so bad. It's like, oh, you want to talk about secrets? Okay, I'll tell you guys. All
I'm just so happy it's all out and I can finally talk.
Okay, yeah, so tell me more about the timeline. So then, like, when did Becca reveal to you guys that he had broken up with her?
Well, I had revealed to Becca before Becca knew.
We were asking Becca how she was doing, what was going
because
on.
You were with Lauren when Ari called her on New Year's.
That's right. I heard about a New Year's phone call. So he couldn't stop thinking about Lauren and
we
he had
Dallas.
To call her on New Year's to see how she was.
Apparently.
Thank you. Yeah, like night of the premiere, New Year's Eve.
Night of the premiere.
Like New Year's Eve, night of the premiere. We were in Dallas. Lauren and I were together. Like, she was the first person I saw after filming. So we knew we were going to get to hang out and then watch the premiere together at Adams in Dallas with Raven and Adam.
Uh-huh.
And he reached out and on social media. And he just kind of said, hey, like, I still got some stuff going on. Like, I can't shake this. I can't shake you. Like, I want us to talk. And he told Lauren that Becca knew about this.
Oh, but did she, Caroline?
She.
I'm one of my good girlfriends, Audra, is dating Brad Smith, who was the original Bachelor in Canada.
Mm.
And so it's weird, like, little Bachelor World connection. And so I was staying at her house and she was like, oh my gosh, like, how is Becca doing? And I was like, she's great. Like, life's good, whatever, you know, thinking like all is well in their little world. And she was like, oh, Brad said that they broke up. And I was like, no, like, she would have told me that. Like, she, mm-hmm. we're close. She would have told me. So I like FaceTime her. She doesn't answer. And so I'm like, hey, like, are you okay? Just like, just want to check and see, like, just talk, call me whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so she FaceTimed. She's like, why? What's going on? Like, what did you hear? Like, and I was like, well, like, are you guys still together? And she was like, yeah. And then she like kind of got like a little teary eyed. She's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, I just like, I had heard something and I didn't tell her like where I had heard it from. It was just like, oh, it's probably just like stupid.
So
nonsense.
Ari had talked to this Brad Smith guy?
I don't know who he talked that. No,
Ari
I don't,
talked to too many people.
He talked
about
to too many people.
Feelings.
He didn't talk
before
to Brad
before
it
happened.
It heard through the grapevine is the worst thing. So all these other people knew. And then so I'm like, and she's like, no, everything was fine. He didn't dump her. What we watched tonight happened days later. So it's like everybody knew before her, like myself included. Yeah. Like, how did I hear about that before she did? Like, that's just wrong.
Also,
like,
I know. Just watching him talk to the camera in that interview, like, okay, this is what I'm going to go do now. I was like,
he
like called the cameras
ready.
And said, let's go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wonder if he would have made the same decision if Lauren didn't agree to take him back.
Okay, so that was my next question to Tia. How'd that conversation go? And did she affirm that
I didn't listen.
Okay, so she must have affirmed that she would get back together with him.
I don't know if it was then, but obviously they continued to talk after that point.
Right. And then mid-January,
I don't think
meet up.
He would have ended things with Becca had Lauren not agreed to be in a relationship with
him. I hope she at least put up a fight,
I hope so. I hope at some point he would have ended things with Becca. I mean, did you see this coming? Any of you? Take Lauren out of the picture for a second. Would this have happened either way? Like, would the breakup have still existed? Or do you feel like
he
she was the only
through.
Reason that, that this happened?
Lauren is the reason that it happened, I feel like.
I don't know what that guy has got going on upstairs.
I think it's because he had Lauren in his mind and he felt like maybe Lauren was his true love. And he had missed that opportunity. That's probably the reason why they had broken things off. He broke things off with Becca. That's kind of what I feel.
I hate hate to always go back to Grey's Anatomy, but I am a big fan.
Oh, no, go back to Grey's.
So there's this one episode where, like, Lexi is helping some lady write her book, and she is, like, dating Jackson, and Jackson on paper is, like, the good guy, and he's, like, logically, it's like, oh, like, that's the guy, and the lady's like, no, she's supposed to end up with, like, this, like, panhandler or something stupid like that, and she's like, no, but that's in the story. I don't know. Watch the episode. I'll find it. But she, in that moment, realizes, like, Mark Sloan is the guy who she's supposed to be with. It doesn't make any sense, but, like, that connection is there. And tonight when I was watching the episode, I was like, that's what happened with Lauren. Mm-hmm. I think, like, Lauren, you know, maybe didn't make sense in his family saying, oh, Becca's good for you and she's right for you in so many ways. But he was very clearly in love with Lauren. But it's just like, what? Just don't do that to my friend. Like, I don't know. Did that Grey's thing make any sense? I'm sorry.
Well, we talk
know.
About Grey's all the time on this sense. Podcast. Oh, I've cool. never okay. seen an episode. And Ashley either goes back to Grey's Anatomy, Sex and the City, or the Jonas Brothers.
Well, Lexi and Mark were meant
Holy
to be.
Holy Trinity.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so let's go. Okay, so then Lauren was on board getting back together with Ari. Now let's fast forward to how they're doing now. How is Becca doing now? Do you think, presumably, her being the Bachelorette will take pain away from the situation?
I'm going to make the announcement now and say that Becca has to be the Bachelorette. There is no question.
Let's assume that
if Becca isn't the Bachelorette tomorrow night, it will be the biggest letdown. Let's talk about two emotional nights.
I'm emotionally spent.
No offense to any of you, but... After seeing Becca come through we just said it earlier that this season had, I think, 10 women who could easily be
Buddy,
the Bachelor.
I went home week 4, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not saying the top 10. I'm just saying 10.
I'm just saying I was never in the running for that one.
But I think after watching the breakup, after watching Becca put her heart out there, I think we all can agree that she's probably going to be the Bachelorette.
She is one of the best people. She's quirky, she's funny, she's like so open to be like, I'm a nerd, like, and but she loves hard and she really puts her heart out there. And
also the way that she handled herself tonight with him, like, she obviously at some point she ended up crying, but she didn't cry at first. She was pretty matter of fact.
Yeah, it was
about,
interesting,
like, and she kind of handled him the way that she handled Ross when Ross showed up, kind of like, I'm not interested. Like,
Ross is a douche.
Yeah.
And a cheater.
Tell us more, Tia. Tell us more.
Yeah, people are like, oh, put Ross on Paradise.
Ross seems slimy.
He's a cheater, pumpkin eater.
Oh.
So that let's ask Sienna and Kendall. Do you think, because I know Tia and Caroline probably have their feelings here, do you think Becca is emotionally ready to be the Bachelorette? Because, that starts filming next week. Mm-hmm. So do you think she's ready to be the Bachelorette, and why, to both of you?
After watching it tonight, I think that she is. And speaking to her, and I've spoken to her and texted with her, I think that she is. I think that when someone does something that extreme, I'm sure there were a lot of tears, but I feel like she was able to kind of close the book on that. And luckily, their relationship wasn't that long. It was 3 months total.
Yeah.
And plus, they're not seeing each other every day.
Yeah.
Every other weekend, they get to have their happy couple weekend.
Right?
I think she's ready.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think when I spoke with Becca last, what she had to say about Lauren and Ari was that she wishes them the best and that she wants them to be ultimately happy and to find happiness with each other. So she doesn't have any hard feelings about it. I know it was hard for her, but she still wants them to be happy. And I feel like her happiness just makes so much sense.
She'll have 30 rebounds.
Oh, that's awesome.
No one agree with me that when you say, I wish you the best, you're really saying, please go F yourself?
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever said anything to somebody like, I wish you the best, it means I'm going to punch you in the face. I hate you.
I can see that as the subtext a little.
You guys,
when I say it.
How is Becca feeling about being broken up in the happy couple suite like she was?
That was...
Tia has an answer. Come on now.
I mean, she told us she was completely blindsided. Like, he showed up with no luggage, and she knew something was up.
How exploited did she feel?
I mean...
I don't think she was mad at, like, the show. I know everyone's like, oh, you know, the show shouldn't have done that. I mean, I think we all kind of sign up for this very public...
That's true.
...thing here. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's very true.
It's like, we kind of... And I think, you know, there would have been all these questions that, you know, everyone would want to know and all these things unanswered. And people keep asking me, like, what did Ari do? I kind of needed this so people can get off my back.
No, yeah.
In my DMs.
Yeah. But,
did y'all notice that she slips the ring off halfway through the breakup?
Oh,
that
I wanted to throw it at him.
Because the ring is, like, so gigantic in our face. And then she realizes it and she, like, slips it off, like, and she said, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, oh.
Yeah, wait, can we talk about how terribly Ari handled that? Like, that was,
and he was emotionless. Ben and I already did talk about this, but his lack of empathy in that moment was just alarming.
Just
for someone he loves? Like,
I know.
And where did that go? That it had been 2 months.
You guys, he had never cried. He didn't shed a tear.
He did not shed a tear.
And he didn't say anything.
No, he cried
he did
when
Becca
went,
M
home.
Went home.
Becca M.
Other Becca. Yeah. When she went, he cried.
Like a single tear.
But then he dumps his fiance.
And nothing.
Nothing.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin, man.
Okay, let's start with CN. And we're going to go around the room in counterclockwise order. We're going to go CN, Caroline, Tia, Kendall. CN, how poorly did Ari handle the breakup with Becca? And so what we talked about a little bit ago in the podcast, and for anybody listening, we'll catch up as well. You know, we aren't that upset with Ari for figuring out that, hey, he loves somebody else. We get that happens. Mm-hmm. We're, as humans, we're allowed to make mistakes. What we think the biggest problem with this so far, and what really America is in an uproar about on Twitter, I mean, it's still trending at number one right now, and we're a few hours after the finale aired. Is why did he do it on TV? How poorly did he handle this? And why did he propose to somebody when his heart was torn for somebody else? So let's start with seeing in the final scene that we saw in tonight's episode, how poorly did Ari handle, or maybe feel free to say how amazing he handled the situation.
I mean, I don't think he easy could have handled this any worse. Like, that was one of the most painful things I've ever watched. He didn't have any words. He should have left. He wanted to get tears from her. He wanted to get her to say that she loved him. It was really disgusting, in my opinion. I'm glad he did it on TV because I think it shows kind of a little bit of who he is. And it's sad, and it's sad for Becca, but also, you know, she handled herself really well. So I think it did her some favors. And now, I mean, he kind of showed his ass. Sorry, Ari, but you did.
And it's funny that he was like, hey, like, can I stay and talk? And then the son of a bitch doesn't say a word and just stares at her while she cries. Like, he just wanted
to. Is that common? Real quick, Caroline, I want to interrupt you. I found that so weird, is the lingering part. Like, is that a common thing in breakups? I don't know if.
Well, my ex and I lived together for 2 weeks after we broke up, and we broke up on Valentine's Day, and then still had Valentine's Day dinner, and he bought me flowers, and we slow danced in the kitchen. It was weird. Yeah. So no wonder why this all seems so normal.
Caroline, we'll call you next week for the next podcast. We have a lot to break down and talk about.
Relationship questions there.
We knew it was over, and we respected the relationship for what it was, and, you know, we had our closure. And I think that was what it was definitely complicated, but there wasn't any like, let me throw things at your head. It was like, hey, like, this is over. And I was definitely heartbroken, and we cried together and we talked about things. And so watching, granted, we were together for 2 years, and that's not how long this was. But at the end of the day, it's like, you were engaged to this person. So for me to watch him sit there and say, hey, like, let's talk. And he just literally wants to sit there and watch her suffer.
Yeah.
It's like a kid on an anthill with a magnifying glass. It's like, you didn't say anything. You didn't give her any closure. She said, I loved you. Like, you know, I really loved you. And he could have said, I loved you too. Like, you said that to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't give her anything to kind of, I don't know. I just feel like he
loveless.
Was, it felt very loveless. It felt very cold. And he's just an asshat. That's no other way to put it, really.
Tia, what do you think about her? Are the asshat.
I love alliteration. Let's talk about it.
Honestly, I'm glad that Becca kind of called him out a little bit and was like, hey, if you're having such a hard time with this the morning of, why would you even propose at all? He deserved to be called out like that. And I don't know. I left the show, obviously very emotional, and I even got home and was like, man, he was such a great, kind, genuine person and didn't have a negative thing to say about him. And after all of this, it just made me kind of question who he really is.
We were all fooled for a little bit.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I understand it's hard to get to the end of this thing and have two people that you're in love with, but he could have handled himself so much better.
So I want to ask you guys what we were talking about at the top of the show. Do you think that we, I know I'm going to get to Kendall, but I think I want to like move this into Kendall and get your feedback from this too. Do you think that he just should not have proposed in the end and said, hey, I want to date both of you for a little bit longer?
You can't date
what?
Both.
No.
I will say that.
No.
Time's up.
Kendall?
Going into this whole thing, he didn't really have Bachelor Nation on his side. I think that he was really pressured to have that happy ending that everyone really expects The Bachelor to have. I mean, if you don't get proposed or you don't propose to someone at the end of this, people kind of hate you. And I don't think that's his fault. I think he felt like he had to try to win over some of Bachelor Nation because they wanted to have that fairy tale happy
ending.
Because
he was not Peter?
And well, I mean, that's kind of what it was, though. It was. I mean, it's heartbreaking to know that he felt so insecure going into that. Yeah. And I feel like he so badly wanted to please everybody that maybe he didn't think about anyone, other people's feelings. He wanted to do this, a choice that made the most sense at the time. He's like, well, even though he didn't know if he should have proposed or not, he felt like he had to have that happy ending to appease everyone else.
That makes sense.
I think that's one of the things that I want to get away from in The Bachelor and Bachelorette is I know how real and authentic this show can be. And we talked about it a little bit ago. And my advice to any future Bachelorette or Bachelor, and who knows, some people in this room, you still have a chance. If it's not this year, it could be next year. If it is, it could be tomorrow. I don't know.
I think we were all just like expecting it to be like a Sean Lowe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like
they were friends. What happened with that friendship?
Sean Lowe might not be his friend anymore.
But I would like to get away from the forced proposal because I want to see authentic love. You know, one thing I noticed with Ari this season is he wore a lot of blue. I don't know if anybody else saw that. Yeah. Can we all agree he wore a lot of blue?
I didn't recognize him tonight when he came out in gray. I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah, he looks good in gray. He looks good in color. I think Ari needs to go shopping, and I have some advice for him. How about Latote? Latote is great value and is really easy to use. Okay, so I went to the mall and didn't find anything last week. I went shopping. I never go shopping. I was looking for some clothes for tonight. I wasted 2 hours of my day and couldn't even find what I was looking for. Frustrating, we call that.
So frustrating.
I was just looking for my basic suit, a little light blue, nothing more. Does that even exist anymore? My only options were a super dark gray suit or a black tuxedo. That's absolutely ridiculous. I needed to find a suit. If only I had Latote.
Yeah, Ben, because if there was a Latote for men, and us girls were really lucky because we have Latote, you can rent up to $300 worth of clothing from designer brands like BCBG, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff for as low as $59 a month. You can get a box of fashion delivered right to your door and always have something new to wear. You know, us girls, we do not like wearing the same outfit multiple times. It's sad, but it's true. So if you've ever wanted to stop shopping at the mall because you know you can get something better online, you have to try Latote. It is so easy to use. It saves you money and it eliminates useless trips to the mall. So head over to Latote, that is LETOTE.com to get started. Enter the promo code AlmostFamous at checkout to get 50% off your first month. From there, you'll get a completely customized tote within days. You wear it all, and when you're done, return the rest in the mail. Then they'll start preparing your next tote immediately. Again, that is Letote, LETOTE.com, and enter our promo code AlmostFamous, and you'll always have something new to wear. No outfit repeating.
I love that. I wish I had Latote, Ashley. Ashley, how much fun. Yeah. Ooh. Gosh dang it. That was. I love that.
It's the theme of the night.
That.
It's okay.
I like that. Ashley, how much fun has it been having these four women in studio with us?
So much fun.
I mean,
fun.
I can see the glow on your face. You absolutely love talking about this. I love talking about it. I love talking about with people that have been there. Are any of you not happy that you did The Bachelor?
I wouldn't undo it for anything.
Why?
I mean, look around. Like, I have all these amazing friends here. And yeah, it's messy and it's weird. And we all chose to do this crazy little bachelor world. And a lot of people don't get it. And they think it's like so anti-feminist. But these women are all so incredible and I'm so inspired by them daily. And like, you know what I mean? Just being around all of these women, like I'm a better person for it. And I left with some bridesmaids. So I have some lifelong friends here. And you know what?
Are you engaged? Are you getting married?
To who?
You said you have bridesmaids.
I'm my hypothetical wedding, duh.
Like you don't have
paradise. a Pinterest.
Yeah, I was
board
gonna say it
wedding.
Seems like paradise. Yeah, Caroline's gonna go for it.
Caroline, let's start back. I like this order. Cian, we're gonna start with you, counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. Who would have been? Was Ari your ideal bachelor? Were you hoping for him? And if not him, then who would you have rather had?
Well, I did not know who Ari Leyendyke Jr. was when they announced him.
Same.
So there was no way he was my ideal bachelor. I thought it was going to be Peter. So, you know, I was excited about that. But, you know, I still agreed to do it. I would have been excited if it was you as well.
Oh, well, my God. Here we go. Here it is. Okay. Everybody got angry at me for not talking about it last week.
He told me today that he was, like, in the running. And then I was like, damn it all. What are you doing? You screwed us all over, Ben.
Yeah, well, I had a podcast to do.
all over.
We actually have a couple emails here that I wanted to read. And Cian kind of led into it well. And then we'll continue with the Caroline situation.
I don't think we would have liked each other as much if we actually had, like, a good guy to fight over. Because we would have been like, no, screw you. Yeah.
I agree.
Really?
Before
we read these
strong.
Emails, I want to ask, do you think because you didn't have the connection with Ari? I mean, Tia, you did have a good connection with Ari. Kendall, you did as well. But would the two of you say if maybe you had a guy that you felt a little stronger for, you wouldn't have built the friendships you had?
I would say that the reason why I liked Ari so much is because he was someone that I wouldn't have dated before. I mean, he was like a unique relationship that I hadn't experienced. And I think I found out so much more about love and more about myself and what I wanted in a man because of him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a normal thing for us to have a complete disconnect from our relationship with Ari and our friendships. I don't know. I feel like we just all kind of clicked from the beginning and like supported each other somehow and built each other up. And I don't know if it would have changed if...
It would have been a lot more competitive had it been.
You're right.
Had it been Ben Higgins, yeah, I agree.
You guys, everybody in this room is hitting on Ben, and I don't know whether to keep it going.
Do we have any roses or?
No more competing with you, bitches, for roses.
I've wondered even after tonight because I do know Peter. And I like Peter. I mean, Ashley and I have spent a lot of time with Peter. I know he's gotten some flack here over even this season. For some of the stuff that happened with his ex-girlfriend, do you all still feel like Peter would have been a better choice?
Yes.
If he wasn't ready, though?
I don't know what happened.
Ari wasn't ready.
Good point. Good point.
You guys, you would have gone crazy over Peter.
I would have been intimidated, I think.
I think so, too.
I feel like Ari was just enough nerdy to make me feel comfortable stepping out of my comfort zone.
I think I just always kind of get friend-zoned because I'm like, oh, I'm backward about... Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Ashley gets so nervous around Peter. It's absolutely.
No, I don't.
You use. Oh, I
did not. I was cool around him. He said he would date me. Remember?
Oh, Ashley, I remember the very.
That is true. I wanted to make fun of her, thanks, but Amy. I'm gonna defend her because she's my girl, and that is true. That is true.
Thanks.
Kendall, would you have preferred it to be Peter?
Come on, be honest, Kendall.
She's so nice.
She can't do it.
I think there's something that I liked about going into an experience where I didn't know who the guy was. And I think everyone has all these expectations of who Peter is, and he's this guy that everyone fell in love with. But I liked going into it without knowing who Ari was. And I hadn't seen his season. So I think in that way, I didn't have any expectations. And I was allowed to just love how I normally love as opposed to make up a whole love story in my mind before I actually met a guy. So
I didn't watch that season, though, because they'd already called me and been like, hey, like, you're kind of in the works for this. So I wanted to I wanted to go into it like without any expectations. I didn't want to be like, hey, do you have any siblings? And then I'm like, I watched your hometown. I know everything about you. Like, you know what I mean? I wanted to have my questions come from a genuine place and try and treat this crazy little process as natural as possible as one can.
I like that was definitely real. It was so weird going into it. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect to have any real feelings. And I feel like I was pleasantly surprised with how much I was able to open up.
Mm. That's what I answer to anybody who asks, is The Bachelor real? I go, well, all the feelings are genuinely real. I want to end this podcast with a bang. Ooh. So we're going to do one listener.
Let's clarify, Ashley. There's a lot of people in the room.
Okay, I want to end it on a very juicy note. So I'm going to read this email from Allie. Hey, Ashley, I am so disappointed. CN came on and you didn't even mention that Ben said he'd consider going on The Bachelorette if she was CN. Ugh. Ooh. I need to know. We all need to know. Would Ben do that, or would they go on a date in real life? Well, I'm sorry, guys. The only reason I didn't address this on the podcast last week is because when I was doing Women Tell All interviews for Access, I asked Sienna and I got the answer, and she said that she would go on a date with Ben in real life off camera. So now
this
we have
weird,
both of them.
In the same room.
So now we have both of them on the mic, and I'm just gonna let them hash it out from here.
Yeah, so you guys need to grab a drink.
Yeah, this is kind of how I'm sure you guys feel. Kind of similar to how I felt watching the breakup tonight. It's like you don't belong in this conversation, but yet for some reason you're sitting here in this room. What a great, great question.
I'm blushing here.
I'm blushing.
Everybody feels awkward except for me. So what a great question. One is, Ashley, I was a little frustrated that you didn't bring this up last week.
Oh,
also.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? We've talked about it all season. We've had crushes on this podcast with multiple people from this season. We think this season was full of amazing women. I think
so many girl crushes on you guys.
So many girl crushes. But CN stood out because I think the class and the intelligence and the beauty, especially throughout the whole season, was really like this is something special. You know, this is somebody that could definitely lead this franchise, and also somebody that any guy would be lucky to be with.
Thank you.
So we said it, I think, a few weeks ago that if CN at the time, we really thought this was going to happen.
It's really making this suspenseful.
Ashley's so excited.
She's like a huster.
We said a few weeks ago, if CN was announced as The Bachelorette, would I go on the season? There would not be many people that I would go on to The Bachelorette before again. Actually, it would be really hard for me. But hypothetically, of course, I would go on The Bachelorette. I think a lot of guys, from what I understand, from this franchise would go on The Bachelorette.
But you don't have to go on The Bachelorette.
She's tight.
No. But that was the question.
If she happened to be tied up, he would fight for her.
Yeah.
On The Bachelorette.
We would fight for it.
I'm like, I don't even know what to say. Thanks.
Well, no, but, you know, and that goes to everybody in this room. We've.
Yeah. Are you just saying this because you know she's not The Bachelorette now? This is an easy way out of it, Ben.
Well, there's no easy way out. I meant every word I said. I said that weeks ago before we knew that. And we still don't know that. She could be throwing us for a loop here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all that was said about Ari and all that, we might feel a little disappointed in, I think. This season felt disconnected at times, and it was nothing to do with anybody in this room. I don't even know if it was to do with Ari. I just think that this season of The Bachelor had a different element to it, one that maybe nobody can understand completely. But all we can really hope for from this point forward is that whoever Ari ends up with, that it is real and that it is true, and that whoever The Bachelorette is steps into next week's start and find somebody that now can fulfill, hopefully, this void that she has now suffered, and my assumption is suffered because of Ari. I guess either way, it's probably going to be because of Ari. But with that said, this season had some of the best women that we've ever seen in this franchise. So kudos to all of you. We get why you're friends, and thank you for making this podcast a little easier each week. Because of the way you handled yourselves.
Thank you for carrying the show for us, guys. It was very entertaining. And you guys, I want to say that we will be back on Wednesday. Ben makes it seem like this is the last time we're going to be talking about you guys, but that's not the case. We will be back on Wednesday talking about after the final rose. So thank you to all our sponsors, Latope, BioClarity, Bowl and Branch, and FabFitFun. We love you all. And we love all the ladies in this room.
It has been so nice to be back in studio. It's late at night. It's 10 o'clock in Los Angeles. It's been a big day.
But we could not be happier to be at our iHeart Studios doing this podcast. With that, it's good to be back. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
I've been CN.
I've been Caroline.
I've been Tia.
And I've been Kendall.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.